This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking yesterday, and this is getting to be a bigger thing, and that's the Halloween decorations in the yard. It used to be Christmas time was the big time, and it still is, but now Halloween, there's a lot of merchandise out there. Somebody discovered that people like to get out and put ugly, ghoulish things in their yards, and by gosh, there's a market for it.
So I don't think they're ugly.
I did a little research. Well, some of them are, I think. I did a little research and went into a webpage for Halloween decorations and found out a couple of interesting items I'll share with you. There is an 8-foot skeleton. You can buy that for $329.
Ouch.
That's an 8-footer.
Dang.
There's a 10-foot towering reaper. That's $299. I think that's
cheaper.
The one I want. If somebody will buy that for me, I'll put it
cheaper and taller.
Yeah. What else? And those are both animated. Now, I don't know what that means unless they have, parts moving.
They must move a little bit. Yeah.
And then there's the granddaddy, the 12-foot skeleton with life eyes.
Yeah.
You can get that for $79.
That's why you see more of them now.
That's a bargain, a 12-foot skeleton.
Used to, there's like only one of those in town, and now you see them every few blocks.
I think this one's my favorite. The skeleton on a toilet door cover.
Oh,
it goes over your door, and it's a skeleton sitting on a toilet. You get that for $4.36.
Oh, bring it on.
We better sign up. 7:17, Steve at the end of the morning here on KNSS. Happy Halloween. Ted Woodward with sports this morning, Ted.
All right, we'll start out with college men's basketball. The new AP preseason poll has been released, and look who's up number one. Same team was number one last year. Kansas. The Jayhawks, back-to-back years, preseason number one in the Associated Press poll. Jayhawks did not make it past the second round of the NCAA tournament last year, but they are very highly regarded again this year. In fact, KU, number one on half of the ballots, four other teams splitting all the other first-place votes. Alabama, Connecticut, Houston, and Gonzaga, the team that knocked KU out of the tournament last year. So there's your AP poll. KU is up top to begin the season for the preseason. We got some news from the Kansas City Chiefs on the injury front. Of course, wide receiver Rashee Rice, he has now had surgery to repair his right knee. So that injury happened back in late September, and now the timeline for recovery is being described as 10 to 12 months. So, best-case scenario, he's ready for training camp and maybe some preseason action. Or if it takes a whole year, sometime early on in the middle of the season next year for the speedy wide receiver Rashee Rice, who is now gone for about a year now for the Chiefs with that injury to his right knee. Let's take a look at college volleyball. What a season for 24th-ranked McPherson. They win again, a sweep on the road at Southwestern, 3-0. McPherson College Volleyball, ranked 24th in the nation, 18-5 now on the season, and they have won 7 in a row. Preseason basketball in the NBA. We take a look at the Chicago Bulls and their high first-round draft pick, Matas Buzelis, who played at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. Matas played 22 minutes last night. Made 3 three-pointers on his way to 15 points. Getting ready for his first season in the NBA. Former Sunrise Christian player, Matas Buzelis, first-round draft pick of the Chicago Bulls. Let's go back in time. 50 years ago on this day, Game 3 of the World Series. In Oakland, the Athletics and the Los Angeles Dodgers going at it. Oakland wins the game 3-2, going up 2-1 in the World Series in that year. The winning pitcher, Catfish Hunter, former Kansas City Athletics pitcher. Catfish pretty much at the height of his powers at that point.
He was a good one.
Winning Game 3 of the World Series 50 years ago today, putting the Athletics up 2-1 in that World Series 50 years ago. And happy birthday today to Former K-State football player Ryan Lilja is 43 years old today. Went to Shawnee Mission Northwest High School here in Kansas and played college at K-State. Center and offensive guard. Then played 6 years with the Indianapolis Colts. Got a Super Bowl ring with the Colts, helping out Peyton Manning on that offensive line. And then he spent his last 3 years in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs. The former Kansas State Wildcat offensive lineman Ryan Lilja, it's his birthday. He is 43 years old today. And that's sports with Stephen Ted on KNSS.
I got a happy birthday to Ben Moore. He's a movie theater guy.
Yes.
Been around a long time. Used to own the K-42 drive-in theater. You know, I go, buddy's going back to the 70s. Ben's having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Ben Moore. A giant meat supplier to Costco, Target, and others is recalling meat over contamination fears. That story and more news on the half hour. Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.